Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What I loved about Arizona is that for whatever reason, and I kid you not, and they might have a lot of this in Florida and I just don't realize it, so you maybe you can give us a window into that world, Mike.
No, it's casket town down here. People just
okay.
Jump in the
so,
hey, where you live?
Casket
in Arizona.
I don't want to go through what I went through back at Legoland. When I got back from Legoland, I was like,
The brown Legos.
It'd been years since I dealt with
these
brown Legos.
These blocks don't fit together.
Yeah. You know, it feels like you could be passing brown Legos, though, to be honest with you. And I did not have regular bread. I had Hawaiian butter rolls. You know those Hawaiian rolls?
King's
they
Hawaiian
sell?
Rolls. Yeah, it's orange packaging. Yeah.
You walk by them at the grocery store, you're like, no, that's too rich.
No, you
that's
don't. Horrible. You walk by and you say, those are fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
Aloha then, taste.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm holding a little tool that is the tool that's used to get
SIM card out.
SIM cards out of iPhones.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if, you know, I think in the right hands, just observing it, I got a couple of them lying around from my iPhone debacle earlier, part of last year. This
Lazy
could be
Boy
a
Gate.
Really, this could, what's that?
Was it Lazy Boy Gate?
Recliner
Lazy
Gate.
Lazy Boy Gate. Yeah. When the phone fell into, and I heard the, well, we had the, Rob had the sound for it, that crunch sound that I had. that ultimately, look, got to give credit where credit's due, ultimately got resolved to my satisfaction.
Right.
I
yeah.
end up be getting screwed like I thought. But I always thought this thing right here could be, this could be a weapon.
Shit. Well, yeah, for like a little person.
This could be a, you'd have to, now, you probably could cause a lot of pain, but not a lot of internal damage.
Death by a thousand pokes.
It is the Friday version of the Mike O'Mara Show. A thousand pokes.
Oh, here we go, Mike. That. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Oh, God. It still hurts.
It
one
does.
Of the wins. Yes.
Sorry, it took a while to find it. It wasn't top of mind.
One of the all-time wins for Rob Spiewak sound effect. Where so if we can play it again, because since he found it, we might as well. So I'm sitting trying to put all the new software on my new iPhone, and I got tired of doing it at the desk because, I like to go to my spot.
Sure.
My hibernation spot. And as I put it there, one thing took my attention away, and apparently the phone, the iPhone XMAS, slid into the inner workings of my electric recliner chair that I've had for about 7 years. And as it did, I said, well, Carl, I can't find the phone. It was just here. Where's the phone? And I got up and then I noticed, well, maybe it's inside the actual chair. And when I did that, I extended the footrest on the chair. And when I did that, this is the sound that that I heard. And that's when I knew I was in trouble. And then it all began.
Big potty.
Hello, Genius Bar. What do you know about chairs?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and
my
really,
like,
don't you think that going to the Genius Bar or dealing with it, as much as they help in many circumstances,
they do.
Going to that is very similar to dealing with an insurance company or DMV or any of that. You just, they can help you. You know they can help you. You just want to avoid it.
Trained
at
not
all
to help
costs.
You.
Also, I love the fact that Apple has determined that a genius can solve any problem in 15 minutes. Because that's the amount of time you get for your appointment.
Yeah, that's it. And and you can't just go in.
No.
And I know you have them up there, and they're all crazy, especially during certain times of the year. But I have to tell you, down here, you might as well really take the knitting needles, shove them into my corneas, and twist them around before you bring me in there. Because it is the blue hair land of the confused where all these people, because they're not in there getting things
fixed.
You've
got a nice one, too, down there. I've been to it.
It's a nice one, but they the questions, you know, and maybe, you know what, I wasn't going
to
talk about
this coming
in today.
How do I talk to my grandson on FaceTime?
And, you know, they really shouldn't
yes,
call it a bar
because
there's almost no alcohol there.
Can I that, call now, Timmy and better, Tommy yeah. at the same time?
I can. I'm going for, and they go in for classes.
Tommy doesn't answer, but Timmy does.
I remember. So, I've seen the class. They're like, and some of them they sit on like those yoga balls for iPhone class.
Right, right. They're all downhill here.
Sure. Though.
They're all down here, and I don't know. Oscar, please don't say wherever I am, I find a way to be miserable. But I have to say that look, there are a couple of things that differentiate me from a lot of people down here. I am a father of a five-year-old.
Yes.
And that's very, very unusual. So that makes me having kind of a normal existence down here with schools and going out to where there are younger people. B, I'm still in the game. I still manage to work every day, and that affects. So I'm not just out there in the land of take, which these people, you know, swoop in and swoop out. And so
you also don't speak with a flat Midwestern A.
When did you get back? When did you get back? It's 53 degrees below zero. You get back.
Back. I can't do it. Back.
Is he on Quaaludes back. Today or something like
no, he's
that?
Fine. What's wrong he's with fine. Him? He's fine.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Uh-huh. I'm just the coffee like, will kick
I'm looking
in.
At, he came in today, and we had some very good news for the show. And it's yeah. like, yeah, how you doing? Well, Oscar's comment to me was, well, Rob saw when I found out initially, and my reaction was good. Did you have a late night last
no,
night?
Mike,
are you feeling? Now, are you feeling ill?
When you're talking to us about the camera problems, I'm trying to fix a problem, and then you skip to a different conversation. I know that Rob and I have to fix a problem, and then you continue to another topic. I'm still trying to fix the initial problem while you're talking to me.
Is there anything wrong? Is
no,
there anything,
no.
I thought it was really. Tell me the truth, please. Tell me the truth.
There's absolutely nothing. You said. Guys.
Did you have a late night last night? Fridays are challenging. We've demonstrated that in the past. So I just want to make sure that everything's
we haven't.
Okay.
And no, I didn't even go out last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I was fine. The problem with you
I was
is
fine.
If you don't get a reaction you want,
it's all wrong. I was fine.
Don't say that word, Mike. That's a horrible word.
I'm trying to fix your problem while you're asking me 10 other questions. What
you're
is happening?
You're trying to fix my problem now that the show has started. We were trying, by
you
the way.
You alluded to me not having the joy that I had initially when I got the great news about what's happening for the show.
No, I think it was actually his illusion.
Why don't you tell him exactly how it really went down?
What happened?
So we can make it clear to our listening audience.
I think he's sensing a bit of low energy today. Is
low
that
energy?
A little bit.
Did you hear
bit.
My Timmy and Tommy bit? Usually for the first opening of the show, I do nothing except for listen to you guys yammer.
And there you go.
All right, Leah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's just not funny.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Why don't you do something funny?
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah, you know, it's...
Mike, if you listen back to this tape...
When you have low energy, it's contagious. Have low energy, suddenly...
You're pushing it on
I'm
me.
Not
you're,
motivated.
You're projecting because if you listen to every single open of this week's show and you match it up at the beginning of this program, I participated more at the beginning of this program, which you probably weren't listening to. And I actually...
What does that mean?
That's accusatory.
What is wrong with you today?
Because I was in a great mood until you're like, you're low energy. You went out last night. What did you do? I didn't do anything.
I'll give you an example. Play, you know, and we should all know that we kind of play to each other, you know? And I'm doing, you know, I'm playing to Rob, but I'm sorry we're yammering at the beginning of the show. And I'm doing that,
Mike, let's bury that. But initially, it
carried into the other thing where I was just kind of... You know, I said, that's good news, right? And you said, yeah, Rob. You literally said, yeah, Rob saw my reaction, which was, I guess, positive, right?
Very positive.
Was it positive?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, and then we start the show, and I'm over here, and Rob says, what's that accent? And I'm doing the Midwest accent, and I'm looking over at you, and you're kind of going,
I just tried to do the Midwest accent.
You did?
And you no-sold me.
What do you mean I no-sold you?
I did it, and you're like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, I was just trying to do the accent. I guess I can't try
But the
accents.
Thing that was funny was you did have a funny in the opening before the show started, which was, what was it, teamwork to
Oh,
to
teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork makes the dream work. That was very funny.
I saw Rob bebopping around, and he's moving around the cameras and recorders. I was like, wow, this is a lot of activity for before
no,
the show.
I am concerned.
I am spent.
I was like, I can't believe it's like today was on super speed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
1. When 5. You have as many irons in the fire as you do, I always get concerned, you know, that you might be tapping yourself
last
out.
Last night
and
was
just,
the best night's sleep I've had in probably 7 days.
What did you watch on TV awesome. Last night? And then what, just TV in bed or what did you do?
No, I went to bed around 11:30. maybe 11:40.
See, this is weird because normally Oscar goes to bed at the time I wake up. And what we've decided is that we'd be great co-captains.
Like 3 days ago, I went to bed at 4 a.m. 4 a.m.
The same time I got up. And I said, Oscar, we could serve on the same submarine. We could sleep in ships.
I cannot pigeonhole my sleep patterns.
You're crazy.
I assume this morning it was 6 a.m., which is fantastic.
That's a good one.
Normally, but I think in the middle of the night I might have gotten up. Because of the bladder or something like that.
You don't ever get up and cook like people on Ambien, do you?
No.
Like you come up.
Happen with people.
Oh, people on Ambien get up and they make like scrambled eggs and stuff. Sure.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need to take Ambien to do that.
Look, I don't think.
Seems like all so
I
much can work. Tell you.
All I can tell you is scrambled I don't think eggs. I'm getting good sleep. I just don't think I am. But I mean, the statistics would tell you I get up one time.
That's not
go
bad.
Right back to bed, but. But a lot of times
you get
I'll
4 hours
there.
In before you get up. Because I think four hours is sort of
Thursday,
the magic number.
You can sleep in shifts.
Wednesday yeah. night into Friday, no.
Okay.
Wednesday night into Friday, I woke up.
Wednesday night
right
into
after
Friday,
I went to bed, and I said I went to bed at like 9:30.
You mean Wednesday night into Thursday?
Wednesday night into Thursday.
Because otherwise, you've been sleeping for 36 hours.
Thank you. I'm sorry I messed that up.
It's all right.
Maybe because I'm sleep deprived that I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 7 hours, night, it's great.
Wednesday night into Thursday, I went to sleep, not, I think, super early because I follow my wife who's, you know, with the little guy.
Yeah.
Completely exhausted every day. It's just natural with him going, mommy, 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 daddy, daddy, daddy,
aww,
daddy, mommy, mommy,
so
mommy.
So sweet, though.
Oh, he's the best. Yep. Right? He's the best. And so I woke up and I was like, oh, man, well, another 4 a.m. pee. And I looked down and it's 11:45.
Oh,
and it's the kind of pee moment where I'm peeing and then I'm up.
Yeah,
which was it was horrible. I mean, it's just horrible.
I stayed up till 4 a.m. on was it Wednesday? Is it Wednesday when we talked on Thursday?
I think
it,
right? One of those days. Yeah.
So is there an electronic screen involved when you stay up? That
well,
late?
Yes and no. So
see, that kills you. That kills everybody.
What you
is there a
know,
brother named Bang?
No. Oh no.
Okay, just checking.
If you look for pro tip for those of you out there, if you're
write it down.
If you're treating your body like a Ferris wheel into the night, into the, like the wee hours.
Yeah, but
of morning.
Nobody lingers on that. That's a very brief period of
but
time.
But if you're doing that all the way until let's say 3 or 4 hours before work, if that's what 4 a.m. is,
right?
That's like,
you
got to
go
like
see a professional.
Predator terror.
Yeah,
that's not somebody. Yeah. That's somebody that needs to get into a counseling.
That's right, Pony.
Yeah. That's a weird ride to compare it to. I mean, a Ferris wheel.
Treating your body like a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but that's like such a slow, gradual, boring.
I mean, how are you doing it?
Well, I mean, like a roller coaster.
What amusement park ride would you choose, Tony?
A roller coaster or the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Teacups.
Yeah, the teacups.
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
The log flume.
You could. That's it. We have our winner. If you're treating your body like a log flume, am I right? I agree. What do you think? Do you agree, Santana?
What's she doing, man?
No, what, all right, there what you is go. She all doing? Right.
Santana Moss, who gave us this yesterday.
What's she doing, man?
All right, there you go. My new favorite sound.
What's she doing, man?
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
That's my favorite one.
What's she doing, man?
Next to this one.
Goodbye, duty.
Also thank you great. Very much. Yeah. All right, very good. Anyway, so sleep is something like uninterrupted 8 hours is a fantasy for me. It's a dream for me. And the idea of being able to do it without any outside medication.
Do you ever nap?
I fall asleep. Sometimes,
but you don't ever set out to nap. Yeah, I don't do that either.
No, I adhere to the theory that you can sleep when you're dead.
Yes,
I really believe that. I really believe that.
It was Frank Sinatra who said, "I want to live until I die."
Yeah,
yes.
napping, actual formal napping. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It's the same theme.
Formal napping to me is. I had to do it, and I was forced to do it when I did a morning show.
Yeah.
If you had an event at night, you had to nap. I hate napping. I hate daytime
sleep. Ran into during, and you should know, I should probably close my thought, where I stayed up till 4 a.m. because we are upgrading some of the equipment here in Podcast Village. And when you make a big purchase like that, everybody out of the woodwork is coming to you and demoing their products. But when you make that decision, you're like that is a sunk cost. You've invested a capital cost into new equipment, and it's not cheap. It's in the multiples thousands of dollars as far as a company is concerned.
So you were here at Podcast Village
no,
to
no,
the
no,
hours?
No, we had made a decision on a piece of equipment, and I wanted to triple check that decision. So you want to make sure that it's the right decision, that it works if we move, if we stay here, we move to another location, whatever it may be, across the board.
But
right?
To be fair to Oscar, after all of these hours are invested, we have the best toaster.
Yes, the
that
best
you have ever seen.
Yes.
So were you doing your work at home?
I was doing my work at home because I had this anxiety that what if we're getting the wrong equipment and we're spending all these dollars. At the end of the day, it's my call, right?
Right.
So what I would say is that during that time, you look at the clock and you're like, all right, it's 4 a.m. Should I just sleep when I die, figure it out later? I have actually asked the doctor, is it better to get the 2 or 3 hours of sleep or just keep mowing along and then crash
afterwards? What did he say?
He said, get the 2 or 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. I'd say
have you ever, I mean, and this goes back to college and even high school, have you ever had an all-nighter and you said that was the right call? It never is.
After the exam's over, if you have an 8 a.m. class and then you get out at 10 a.m., you can go back to bed. That's one
of the
thing.
Well, but if you have to do a whole day of school, I remember my senior year of high school, one of the first times I pulled an all-nighter, my first period class was physics. And our experiment the day after my first all-nighter was counting the swings of a pendulum. Literally what you would go to a hypnotist to make you go to sleep. And I had to sit there and do that. It was murder. So, yeah.
Wow. What was the class?
Physics. Because it was a...
Physics. Yeah. Oh, God. I'd never take it. You were smarter than
I was. It was required.
Whew. Physics was required at VCU?
No, this was high school. High school physics.
High school physics.
But at VCU, they had something that I called idiot physics. That I took, where it was really taught, it was the same sort of lesson plan, but taught at about a fifth grade level. This is how easy it is. Gravity, as you know, accelerates 9.8 meters per second per second. But
what do you mean, as I know? I don't know that.
That's a statistic in physics. But
it's a given. Everybody knows that.
In idiot physics, they say, we're just going to let gravity equal 10. Not 9.8.
Round up?
Yeah, they round it up because they said, because, you know, then the multiplication's easier.
I would have been grateful for that. I would have been grateful. 9.8. It would have been
equal 10. And that's why, you know, that's why we landed on the moon first, because, you know, we just let gravity equal 10.
It would have. I'm glad they did that. They did that. And by the way, that's the kind of teaching that resulted in me struggling to get through an algebra competency requirement at the American University. And I remember, and then passing the test finally and saying, and before that last test was took, that's like kind of like when you make a pressure shot when there's no more pressure.
Right.
And shortly thereafter, they said, well, we no longer have the, if you got a C+ or better in a math class at American University, and I had, because it was such a struggle. Here's the thing. I've said this before. I had a math teacher that ignored, loved the bright kids and spent an inordinate amount of time with the bright kids. And then she would pivot over to the kids that are, you know, over there, Rocky Roading it. You know,
yeah.
Rocky
like
Road.
In Maisel.
And so it's really.
She would have preferred Julia to Robert.
Rocky Road.
Well, the people that were ignored were the people in the middle, like me.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Okay. So I was okay. I wouldn't get F's, but I wouldn't get A's either.
Well, she figured,
I'm in the middle.
She's like, they know enough.
Not worth saving.
No, she didn't give it an S about it. And I was so bad at it. And I never had, this is in the home. I was like, I'm afraid of math to this day. And I ignore math. I stay away from math. And I hate that. You know, I really do. I'd love to be more. How much math did you have to have in your Robert
H. Smith School of Business? That course was accounting and then finance. So two.
A lot of math.
Major courses with a ton of math, but it was more theory than anything else. But the math, as far as corporate finance go and cash flow analysis, that really was a course where, if you look back at the ledger, my personal ledger, Mike, I spent the most dollars on tutors because there was such a learning curve from what I learned in college.
And tutors are excellent at math, especially add this much money to my Venmo.
But really, I remember going, I walked, who now works for the Department of Treasury, my professor at the time, I went to him. I was like, look, I'm kind of embarrassed about this, but if you could just direct me in to the one of the most talented TAs you have, I'd love to pay that. I'll pay him cash. I'll pay him by Venmo. I'll do whatever. But I'm going to need some help trying to coach myself up to get through this course. And he looked at me and said, thank you for being self-aware and honest with me right away. This means that you care and you're not going to struggle through this course. People usually find me a quarter of the way in and they have problems.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's good. So and he helped you, right?
Oh my God, I learned so much because I had the time in class. Mm-hmm. The professor already knew that I was looking for some help, so that signaled to him in class, if there's time, talk to me. But also on the back end, I knew that I had 4 or 5 more hours on the subject matter weekly at the very least, man, to really cover it.
And it all started with a simple shoulder rub.
Thank you.
Right, question for you. Quick question. In your math avoidance, did you find that you were better at algebra than you were at geometry, or the other way around? Or were they both daunting to you?
Geometry was fun.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of us, we go towards geometry because it is more of a fun thing.
Geometry was better.
Yeah, I agree. I was the same
algebra
way.
Algebra was just like, oh my God! And so it sucked. It sucked. And now I'm in a real depression after talking about math.
How's your son? How's the early aptitude? Math.
You know, ask his mother. Thank you very much. That's it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What exactly is this Super Bowl?
On January 15th, 1967, on a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum, for the first time, the Green Bay Packers played the Kansas City Chiefs. And it was played for the highest stakes ever. $15,000 per man for the winning players.
I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night? It was a most ripping victory.
I think the Kansas City team is a real top football team. It doesn't compare
Lombardi.
With the National Football League teams. That's what you want me to say, I said it.
Football is rigidly timed.
Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football.
It's a sound football game, and I wish you were here. In fact, I wish you were here instead of me.
Earlier today, Roger Goodell, who is the owner of the Super Bowl, held a press conference, and he advised fans to start drinking now.
Ah.
The thing I keep up with most is professional football.
Football? Football? What's a football?
You bastard! I don't want to play this game. Be broke my nose.
I'm going to fix it, okay?
How does it look?
100% better, doesn't it?
Someday when the team's up against it, the breaks are beating the boys. Ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. It was a horse performance in the second half.
Now, this is an unmitigated, incontrovertible, uncompromising feeling of ecstasy. And the only time I'll have the equal of this will be next year when we win the Super Bowl for the second time in a row.
Rudy!
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Then you take us out on feet.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Is that a Rob Spiewak Super Bowl mix that you put together?
Had a little fun yesterday, yeah.
Hey!
Thank you!
Well done, bravo! We got a new thing.
I don't want to play this game! You broke my nose, you bastard!
That's from The Longest Yard, right?
So great.
The original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds, and you had not one, but two Jim Moras in there.
Diddly Poo Squad.
You got Diddly Poo and Playoffs! Jim Mora, who not a very successful coach in the NFL, really, really, really had
staying
some of the
power.
Best press conferences.
Staying power, though.
You know, you don't get enough of that.
No,
they're all
no,
in
no,
control
no.
right now. You know who makes me laugh? Seriously, Belichick makes me laugh. Belichick is good for a laugh when you see him saying, would you ever write a this question yesterday. Would you ever write a book about tendencies and, you know, a coaching kind of primer, a textbook? He said, well, we're focused on the game right now, winning the Super Bowl. And he goes on, and he's like completely deadpan, like calling the guy,
earlier
the reporter,
week,
an a-hole. Hold on. And he says, no, I don't, you know, I want to do that. That's what I've got my mind on right now. And he pauses. He said, Would you buy a copy?
It was just so perfect. And he smiled. The facade, a little bit. He looks, God forbid, like he may be allowing himself to enjoy it.
Have a little fun.
With the sense that, you know, this how might many be times yeah. is he going to be there? But it's great.
Nine, ten more tops.
Yes. Mm.
That's great. I love that, by the way. We're the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends. Thank you all for joining us. Sparks, Maryland. Greenberg, Indiana. It's the last week for these cities.
Yes.
West Allis, Wisconsin. Cool, California. Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Adelaide, South Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And we are thrilled to announce that in 2019, our partnership with Zappos continues.
Yay!
Zappos. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Our partnership is built on listener support. So when you need footwear, apparel, basically anything that covers your epidermis, please think Zappos first. You'll love their legendary customer service. There is none better. And for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, you support. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited-time offer, so act now. Thank you, Zappos.com. There's never been a better time to look your best, and we appreciate Zappos. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are here. It is Florida here. It is winter there.
Yeah.
Did you get schnee today? Was there schnee on your way
in
today?
It was just starting when I left the house today, and like 20 degrees. By the time I got to the city, it was coming down like it meant it.
Yeah, covered the car.
Mm-hmm.
The streets
and have... Next week it's going to be 80, right?
Yeah. 60 degrees on Tuesday. 60.
Small layer of what would be salt, so that's helping a little bit here. A little
bit. Mike, the roads are pre-treated.
Do you think that demonstrates to people that when you see the Midwest, where Chicago is like a 55 degree wind chill, and then next week it's going to be 80 degrees or some ridiculous?
It's almost 100 degree swing.
Yeah.
Doesn't that demonstrate to people that we don't get that? In my adult life, I've never seen
that. No, and here's why. Because the man in charge is still sending out tweets that say, love to have some global warming right about now, ha, ha, ha. Because they don't get it that it's climate change. It's not just warming.
Even people that used to think like that don't do it like our numero uno guy. But to me, what worries me is the big swings. Because I was watching these amazing pictures of Chicago yesterday. Just phenomenal photographs.
Oh, the news alone.
Of what that does, what that kind of cold does to the area, the lake, and we had
12 degrees, which was nothing. Wind chill, maybe you're getting into the single digits.
Right.
And this town was dead. This town was dead.
Yep.
In Chicago, they told people to stay inside. And then some municipalities actually said, can you turn down your heaters because we're going to have a blackout?
Yeah.
Because there's so much power being
used. They're taxing the grid, yeah.
Is school canceled today?
Yeah, they were 2 hours delayed when we went to bed, and then they made the cancellation this morning because I think the snow started earlier.
Get on and do it. Is Wade still doing it?
Yeah, he called at 5:58 this morning.
You're still on the phone tree that they do that. Do you have to have a hard line for that, or does he?
No,
do
you can give them any number, and you can always opt out. But you know what? I enjoy it. I'd lie if I said I didn't.
Here's what I think. I think when you see 50 degrees below zero, and then 60 degrees the following week, you're going to have. This is just my prediction. I think you're going to have a massive outbreak of flu.
Yep.
I think it's going to happen. That's when people get really sick, when you get the dramatic temperature swings, right?
And also, you'll see that, and I think you'll see also some flooding because snow is not supposed to melt that fast.
I'm talking about nationwide.
There's piles of snow everywhere. And
it's
just
weird.
It is weird. One thing, the end of the world.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but it could be the end of the world.
I saw a snow rat today walking in the building.
A snow rat. What is that?
A snow mouse. You got a little snow rat. You ever seen a snow rat before?
I never have.
Oh, man, you're not living in the city if you haven't. So usually when it snows,
snow rat.
I see these
wearing a scarf.
These little guys run through and they're covered in snow. The fur is. So yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a snow mouse. Right. Snow rats, not cute. Not cute at all. Saw one right outside the building. Walking in, I was like, these little bastards.
He looked up at Oscar and said, get the hell out of my way. Yeah.
I'll be at your house later.
I want to thank Santana Moss for coming on the show yesterday. I never know until the day after. Did Mr. Moss enjoy himself?
He did. Yeah,
because I really don't think I think we advertise ourselves as non-sports guys when we start talking sports.
Yeah, I think
sports.
We've always said we're non-sports guys. We're not advertised. Yeah. We're not.
But even me.
You, you play golf.
I try, but I'm
even Mike, even me. I'm not a sports guy.
I'm a highlight guy.
That's right.
Nobody knows about highlight.
You know what I never said about do you know where he stands for even without a championship with those incredible statistics? Is he Hall of Fame potential? Is he a guy that's
he's Redskins Ring of Honor potential 100%, but Hall of Fame is tough. It's even harder when you don't have a championship.
And he played 14 seasons.
Also,
right?
And I know enough about and Rob, you know as well, working with Santana on his show,
right?
Where he's had it's either 8 or 9 different quarterbacks throughout his career.
Yeah,
right.
And it could be as high as 11. And if you see these NFL greats, they usually have a nice run with one quarterback.
Yeah, one quarterback. They win championships.
They do everything together. Well.
Makes his numbers all the more impressive.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. If you took that into account, yes. And the way that even he talks about the nuance of how RG3 threw the ball compared to how Jason Campbell threw the ball and the velocity of how you're supposed to catch it. And that's why when he talked about Dez Bryant and gave us that perspective of how Dez and Tony Romo worked so well is because Romo found Dez
Bryant all the
time. He spoke
that way longingly, like he wished he'd had a Romo.
He wish he had it.
Yeah.
He had a Romo, he would have done
that.
He would have
played to his strengths.
Yeah, well, it was great having him on the show. And, he's a guy that does a podcast at Podcast Village. I just always feel that tiny little bit of I'm out there because I know, but I don't know. And what I wanted to say during that entire interview with Santana Moss, I want to say, when you walk into the Hall of Fame, but we don't know for sure, and none of us know for sure because we don't linger on stuff like that. We don't know. I would think those numbers would get you into the Hall of Fame.
Right call because, again, the disparity between, I think, his quarterbacks and his play. And even in his last season as a slot receiver where he really, when he was in there third downs, he was making those plays.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Redskins are concerned,
so we don't know for sure.
I would say no at this point simply because of the lack of championships and continuity.
All right. And last word on sports. If you're a golf fan like I am and say you're not a golf fan, but you want to look in on the golf, I urge you, if you're somebody that enjoys football and thinks golf is too mellow and tame, to check out the golf tournament this weekend. A golf tournament that our boy Oscar Santana is familiar with because it takes place in Phoenix, Arizona.
Waste Management, baby.
And this thing is already, I love the game. I think I'm kind of a purist. I love the Masters. I love the tradition and all that, unlike any other. But I like also when they shake things up. And they have taken a golf hole, number 16 at the Waste Management Classic, this golf hole, and they have turned this into the Roman Colosseum of golf. And the Roman Colosseum of golf, they have built this structure around the entire par 3 hole where I think I might be oversimplifying here. What they do is they stock it full of really drunk people.
Yeah.
And so as far it's this structure is amazing. It is like a stadium. Yes. It is a stadium that
it's totally enclosed. It's totally enclosed.
Well, not totally enclosed, no. But I mean,
think
it's
about
open
a bowl.
Air.
Think about the Roman Colosseum.
All right, okay.
The Roman Colosseum. Yeah, all right. But let me, they said this yesterday, and somebody was, one of the color guys was saying on the golf coverage that they start building this structure for a tournament that's happening this week. They start building this structure in October out in Arizona.
Wow.
And you have people up there, and here's the great thing about it. Golfers, and I've witnessed it close up, most recently the Greg Norman thing they did down here in Florida. And you see these guys, oh man, if my son would ever become a professional athlete, I would want him to be a golfer. The level of ass kissing that these guys get at a tournament where they just casually with their brand new clothes and their brand new equipment and they just sashay around these golf tournaments. Well, at this particular tournament, they get to hole number 16 and suddenly that reality for just a fleeting moment is thrown out the window in totality, as they will be booed if they hit a bad shot.
That's fantastic.
It's beyond
you know what it is? It's like the 16th hole, it becomes Happy Gilmore just for a little bit. Yeah.
Well, the entire tournament is the closest thing I can compare it to in my life is you're at an HF festival when it was at FedEx Field or RFK, whatever, either. We did both. And you know there's a golf tournament going on because everyone's dressed up a little nicer. It's Arizona, so, you know,
weather's gorgeous.
Very attractive people. Like, it is a social event. And then when you get to the 16th hole, and Mike, when I was there, they didn't have this little coliseum they built. They just
were there back in the day they had pretty good bleachers, but they didn't have
five,
it really.
6 years ago, where if you wouldn't, you just would be in this mosh pit of people. Looking at the Jumbotron, figuring out what just happened, right? But people are S-faced. I'm talking about it's time to get S-faced type of you yell from the stage. They've been doing it all day.
Wow. And they build, just to give you a little perspective on it, it's built up. So it's way up. So for visibility's sake, it's not like the bleachers are at ground level. Now, you have people still standing around, but this is a special place.
It's going to be fun to see.
I love this stuff. This, to me, is what sports is about. People forget, especially in America, that this is entertainment first and foremost.
True.
And the way it's taken so incredibly seriously, well, yeah, you want to win a championship, but they break it down. This is what it should be.
Is Tiger going to play this year?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think
he's this playing. Year Tiger's going to drink.
Well, a while ago, he stopped going. He actually made a point not to go
because it was too much.
They were murdering him about his alleged affairs.
Okay, yeah.
And there are also a lot of players that say, "Oh, the stress." Oh, screw you. You have a charmed life. These guys roll in. They give them. By the way, you go into one of these golf. Most of these pros, they get a car. Yeah. They get a car. They ferry them to and from the hotel. Yep, they've earned it. They work their asses off and hone and refine. So they deserve what they get. It's great that the PGA Tour has done this. But this is when it's a big reality check. And, you know, at the same time, if they do something spectacular, like a hole-in-one, it just goes nuts. I will take this where we have one hole that's advertised as people are going to be rowdy, as opposed to a normal golf tournament where you get the one drunk guy that just feels a necessity to say, you the man. You the man! Usually following Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, they say it's really, for anybody who's playing in Tiger's group, they said it's worth a few shots. That's how difficult it is to play with him. But this is just so rowdy. And it speaks to, I don't know a lot, I've been there a couple of times, about Arizona and the party. Like, is Arizona... Is it party focused? I know you've gone out there and blacked out a couple times.
Oh, a couple of times. When I lived there, I blacked out multiple times. Not proud of it. Hit a cactus at one point. You know, well chronicled on the show.
Everybody in our audience remembers when Oscar slapped the cactus and got an infected hand.
We've all had our moments.
Yes. What I loved about Arizona is that for whatever reason, and I kid you not, and they may have a lot of this in Florida, and I just don't realize it. So you can give us a window into that world, Mike.
No, it's Casket Town down here. People just get ready to jump in the casket.
Hey, where you live?
Casket Town. In Arizona, for those of you that like to entertain, that like people, that enjoy drinking outdoors and having fun, and whether you're married or not, just being respectful and looking around and being like, damn, this is an attractive town. Mm-hmm. What is great about what they do out there is there's a sense of laissez-faire, like it's your life, do what you want. It doesn't matter if you're in your mid-40s or mid-50s. It's awesome if you're hanging out with people in their 30s or 20s. There's no this ageism that we have on the East Coast, that if you're in your mid-40s and you don't have kids, like you've done something wrong or yourself or something's wrong with you.
Doesn't exist out there.
Live
and let live.
Live and let live. You're doing you. You're living your best life.
And it's a dry heat.
Maybe someday we go. I know you're going out there with the Big O and Duke show, and maybe someday the Mike O'Meara show goes out there.
Let's do it.
I'd love to go out there and do that. And by the way, what he's talking about is absolutely true, and everybody wears a cowboy hat and has a sidearm.
Of course.
Everybody. Everybody out there. That's the way it goes. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk about one of Rob and my favorite subjects, food.
Yay!
On the Mike O'Meara show as I continue my terrible behavior.
And Valentine's Day is only a few days away. Now I know you're going to get the box of chocolates. You're going to get the flowers for the wife, the girlfriend, or even your gumada. But if you want to do something really, really nice, head over to the MichaelMarisShow.com website. Click on the shopping center banner where you can shop from Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. And you'll be aces with the one you love. Now let's get back to the person that we have so much love and devotion for every single day, Michael Mara.
You know, I can't say Macy's.com, Target.com, Walmart.com without saying it like Paulie.
Yeah, he owns it now.
.com. That's it. He owns it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Brandless. Oh, what a great company this is. Brandless cuts out the middleman to deliver just what matters, all at simple, fair prices. I've got a bunch of Brandless stuff in my kitchen right now. They offer better options for the things you care about. They sell everything, and the website is a thing of beauty for browsing. Brandless offers better-for-you items, a better price, shipped directly to you, higher quality products at more affordable prices. They're great. Plus, Brandless gives back. Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger. I love this website, Rob.
I do, too.
I really, really do.
You can put anything there. I mean, you bought kitchen stuff. I bought spices, and I bought a beautiful salt grinder, which is great to cook with. I also bought office supplies that I love. Mm. I mean, they've got literally everything.
And I love the social awareness they have. They provide millions of meals a year through their partnership with Feeding America. That's the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. Right now, our listeners can receive $10 off their first order of $50 or more and free shipping at Brandless. Go to brandless.com and use the code TMOS to start saving on high-quality products. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com and enter TMOS to get $10 off your first order of $50 or more and free shipping. Start enjoying high-quality products, the ones that you deserve, and do it today. I mentioned before that when I had my little gut issue, I was put on by my doctor what is called a low residue diet.
How long have you been on the LRD?
3 weeks or so, two weeks, 3 weeks.
How you feeling?
And it comes and it goes, really, to be honest with you. Okay. I'm nervous about it, but I'm religious on this particular way of eating for two reasons. Number one, it's not hard to do,
right?
But it's also, I don't want to go through what I went through back at Legoland. When I got back from Legoland, I was like,
The brown Legos.
It'd been years since I dealt with the
these
brown Legos.
These blocks don't fit together.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it feels like you could be passing brown Legos, though, to be honest with you. And I'm sitting there, and she says, you know what she calls the low residue diet? She said, well, you know, this is not necessarily a healthy diet. And that doesn't prick my ears up. Not when I've lost, 35 pounds and I'm right. Sitting there and I'd gotten into a pretty decent rhythm of doing the right thing. She said, sometimes we refer to it also as the let them eat cake diet.
Hey!
And of course, I said to her,
what's she doing, man?
But it was, I was really, I got it. I understand. Low residue, and she lists the things to eat. All right. Enriched white bread, you know, nothing with fiber. They don't want you getting fiber in there because they want your gut to calm
down.
You
may not eat watermelon.
You may not eat seeds. You may not eat nuts, whole grains, or raw vegetables. I'm not kidding you. This is what they would have said.
So honestly, the diet, if you were to paint in broad strokes, it's contrary to everything we're taught that's good to eat for you.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
And the fact that I have not gained back a massive amount of weight is, I think, the luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And if I continue these ways, I'm telling you, last night I came back to the house and the mom was visiting. Linda was visiting.
Yeah,
Barla.
Mom.
And I said, and they're sitting there eating Blue Apron burgers.
Ooh, yeah.
from
Blue Apron,
fantastic,
right? They're which are really over the top. And them. I they had I don't know exactly what it, now the burger I would be fine with ground meat, no problem at all with that, but they had like some certain veggies or something that probably are
right
are,
yeah, they come with
higher
it
in fiber, and so I'm not eating that. So I go in and you realize how incredibly limited you are, but being limited, you also see all foods that I would never eat in normal circumstances. Carla's gotten me a side dish, and I put it in the microwave for 4 minutes, and I brought it out, and that was my dinner, and it was a potato casserole. That's all it was. It was a potato casserole.
Well, it has to have something other than potatoes in it, then.
It was potatoes, cheese and some very cooked onions.
Scallions.
All vegetables
it's kind of like it's cooked beyond
recognition.
There's something in
it's
the
like
Midwest.
Scalloped potatoes. That's exactly like that.
They have actually, and you can see it in packaging for the Midwest, it's called funeral potatoes because it is so commonly brought, unlike when someone dies. This
you
is
mean
a great,
they say that?
It's on the package. Yeah, funeral potatoes.
Well, I don't think it's because they're served at funerals. I think it's because if you eat enough of them, you will be having your own funeral in a very short period of time. All I know is that I'm eating like sandwiches with white bread. I'm eating. I can eat breakfast cereals because they're easily digestible.
Right.
The ones they list that you can eat are not really all that great for you, and it also is messing with my head where I was logging everything I ate every day. And now I know what you're going to say. I mean, I'm looking at your face already, and I know what you're going to say. Because Carly says the same thing. Well, why can't you continue to do that while you... Yes, I'll tell you why I can't. Because it's doing something to my brain, Oscar. I'm one step ahead of you. It's doing something to my
brain. I tell you, it's
making
you a little hyper-defensive. Because you just had an argument with Oscar, and he didn't say anything.
He was looking at me.
He has that look.
He was looking at me.
Just how he looks.
He was smirking. He came in smirking, and he's still smirking. Here's what happened. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the carbs. Maybe it's the sugar. But it's just making me...
Well, all those carbs will
badly.
They'll all metabolize to sugar, and if you're not accustomed to sugar, it's going to mess with your head a little bit. What breakfast cereals are you allowed?
I'm going to be 400 pounds next week. I swear to God.
That's fine.
It's just like filling up a helium balloon. No, it's not fine.
No, but you're going to feel
fine,
okay.
It's not fine, Mr. The Kids Like It. It's not fine.
But it's going to be okay, and here's why. Because you don't want to go through that gastric distress.
What did you have for dinner? Give me three meals this week that you've had.
Let's see. Last night I had a frozen pizza. The night before I had cabbage and ground turkey. Which is something that we love.
Okay, so the night before you were going for healthy a little bit?
No, it's just a meal that we like. It's rice and then cabbage and ground turkey.
Oh, rice. Okay, yeah. It's got the white rice.
And then, right. God, what did I have the night before?
You
Hot
got
dogs.
Me with pizza.
Hot dogs.
Your whole week is like a carnival ride.
I am as God made me. But note the lack of residue in my diet as well.
Wow, all right.
And you don't have any issues.
No issues. I've been like a champ. Brown Legos all week.
Yesterday, I will tell you exactly what I had. For breakfast, I had three eggs and a Lender's bagel from the refrigerator.
Hey.
Yes. Hey, hold on. Let me finish. For lunch, I had white bread. And no, I'm sorry. I had egg salad. Because Carla got a new egg boiler. That's, by the way, if you're talking about the egg consumption, that's six eggs. That's half a dozen eggs that I've eaten in one day already.
What is an egg boiler? I thought it was a pot.
Yeah, you just boil eggs in a pot.
Nope, she got an egg steamer that cooks the eggs perfectly in 10 minutes. And by the way, Trip, I know this is going to give you an aneurysm, but let me just say, Trip, it worked great. And let me tell you what was great about it. The time, same time, basically, to cook an egg and stuff like that. But in the steamer, you put them in there, and the way you cook them, the shells fall off on this particular. Carla's in love with
it. Oh, saves time on the back end.
It does. Saves total time on the back end. And that's what I had for lunch. So I had that. So lots of eggs yesterday. But I did not have regular bread. I had Hawaiian butter rolls. You know those Hawaiian rolls?
King's Hawaiian rolls. Yeah, orange packaging.
You walk by them at the grocery store. You're like, no, that's too rich.
No, you don't. You walk by and you say, those are fantastic.
Right.
Aloha. Then, taste.
Then for dinner, I had the potato casserole.
Yes.
Followed by
funeral potatoes.
Publix dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche.
Frozen yogurt. What is it?
Dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche?
Yeah,
I say dulce.
I say caramel.
Dulce. All right, we got a break. Anyway, more food.
More dulce. Food and more fun.
More food and more fun.
We'll be back with more food. Dulce de leche on the Mike O'Meara Show. You want to infuse energy into this program?
Yeah.
You start talking about food.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. I got more to say when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
When the groundhog sees the ghost on the day of Saturday,
he sees a shadow. Make sure you say shadow. It's
this
not ghost.
Best.
So great.
It's shadow.
I'm so sorry. I have the trouble with the shadow. I write that down. Shadow. Spell Shadow. Again for me, please. Spell. Spell. Could you spell for me, please?
S is in Sam.
S.
H.
Just a minute, please. I don't speak your language. Just write down.
Okay.
S. Yes. S. 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 A.
H. H is in how? Or head. H.
Head. S.
S.
H. S. Head.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MichaelMaraBonus.com.
Laugh at your own stuff. I hadn't heard.
I was talking to my dad about the bonus show this week. He's a subscriber, and I said, "You're gonna love the open." Mike did a call in an accent. He said, "What accent did he use?" I said, "I don't know."
Borat.
Sort we of Borat. Borat. It was Borat-ish, but also it varied. I think it also developed through the call. It was great.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by Untuck It. Yeah, get the bonus show. That's fun. We had a good time at the beginning of the show. Here's a tip. No guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt. When it's untucked, you might think it looks casual, but no. The little ends get all wrinkly, and it just looks sloppy. Don't do it that way. And if you're, if you got a long torso, that's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. I adore my Untuck It shirts. Not too long, not too short for that clean, casual look you can even wear at the office. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Go to untuckit.com or visit one of Untuck It's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Untuck It even offers free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. So, if you want the perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape and size, try the original untucked shirt. And remember, use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. We are delighted to be with this wonderful advertiser, right. Untuck It. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, back to what we were talking about before.
Bud.
Yeah, it's here it is. Here's what I think. This is the way the body works. I'm not a nutritionist, but I play one on TV.
Right on.
The sugar and the carbs that I am taking into my body are breaking me down psychologically.
Mm. All
over my body. When I was eating better, I was able to exercise more willpower, and I was doing everything, and it was not difficult. Now that I am eating this low-residue stuff, which has a lot of food that I shouldn't be eating, that I normally wouldn't eat, it seems to be affecting me in the intergovernment.
It's like the same syndrome when you, for the first time, when you fell in love with Carla. Like, you just think about Carla, you make that a priority. So the same way that you forgot about food, you're in this honeymoon period with food again because you get to eat the rich stuff.
Right.
I imagine that's what's clouding your judgment. You're like, don't worry about it. Just eat it, Mike. The doctor said it's cool.
That might be the most screwed up, inaccurate analogy I've ever heard in my entire life. I tried really hard to follow it. Because
you remember when you were in love with your wife?
Yeah, I do.
Right?
Oh, yeah, there are pictures. But the thing is that he's not in love with the low residue food. He's not in love with it. He's taking it because it prevents him from being in great pain. So he has more of an addiction than a love for it. But it's also messing with his head. So I don't think it's a love thing at all.
But the first, I guess, when you're in your courting period.
Okay.
It would be considered a borderline addiction, where that's what you're thinking about all the time.
Yeah, but you don't not date someone because you don't want to have trouble going to the bathroom. You see, he's trying to avoid pain. That's what's drawing him to this diet.
Oh, and by the way, some might say that slows down your system. No, I am taking nightly a little supplement to keep everything moving.
Is the printer working? Really, is the printer working better than ever?
Not working better than ever, but working.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And working to the extent, but still, I get worried. But if you eat the slightest one, I feel like I've got a potential problem down there that's just waiting for.
Okay.
Me. And so I'm nervous.
Clear and present danger.
There's a clear and present danger of abdominal, intestinal distress. And so I take this stuff. Can I just say this also on a sidebar?
if you like ice creams, public supermarkets, as far as an in-brand, what do you call the brand?
Store brand.
As far as the store brand ice cream, the frozen yogurt, Dulce
de leche, yes.
Dulce de leche is just spectacular, but it's like all their other Publix ice cream. They're fantastic.
How's the mouth feel?
Mouth feels fabulous. And the and
wonder
by the
who
way,
makes
the
it frozen,
so hungry now.
Yeah.
But the frozen yogurt is very, very easy on the spoon, even when it's ice cold. Thank you. I just wanted to share that.
Lots of fat in there then. Nice.
Well, probably. But I mean, it is. No, it says low fat frozen yogurt. At least I'm eating that. It does say low fat frozen yogurt. But it's just, God, it's phenomenal. But I feel as though because my diet has changed like this, my inhibitions are low.
Yeah.
And I'm more inclined to throw caution to the
wind. What about drinking? How does drinking go with the low residue diet?
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking like I, you know, consumed alcohol in the past. I just don't.
All right.
I just don't. I mean, just down here. I mean, my life has settled into a pretty boring routine. I'm not the Hugh Hefner I used to be, Rob.
I understand.
You know, it's just, it really.
You're just into dudes now?
Now, be fair. Hugh liked to watch dudes while he did women.
Sorry, okay,
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's right.
Your life flips when the wheel and Jeopardy become important parts of the evening, which they really have in the last 2 weeks evolved into.
Are they a time marker? Like, is that part of the day?
We put the little guy down. If he's going down early at 7 o'clock, you know, we do that, and we want to get him into bed before wheel comes up.
Now, is Wheel a 7 or is Jeopardy 7?
It's 7. Wheel's a 7 and Jeopardy's a 7.
Oh, you're missing out on Lester Holt. How dare you?
Yeah, I don't watch the evening news. I watch CNN too much. I watch CNN all the time. But I'm watching The Wheel, and it's become a big deal. We're connoisseurs of the contestants on Jeopardy. And really, it's just incredible the abnormal personalities you see on that. No, she watches it. She's
like
right there with me. Well,
the
I show 30s. Off for her, too. I show off for her, too. She's you know, hey, by the 30s, are about to say.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
It looks
remember,
young.
21 year age of it.
Congrats, man.
She looks really, really good. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not as exciting as I used to be.
What do you,
alcohol doesn't do it for me anymore.
Well, I'm glad that Jeopardy still does.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, I have a 5-year old that goes to sleep. Life is not, I could come in and lie and say that life is not exciting, but life is not all that exciting. And then the only time I'm going to get a little, you know, cocktail really is, you know, with the dudes after playing a little golf.
That's good,
he gets
that's
golf,
strong.
He gets to have a happy hour, he's good.
If I hit 3 Miller Lights, I'm, you know, I'm getting a pretty decent little buzz. That's it.
What is you're talking about the analysis.
I had drinks last night with the family.
You went to Iguanaria the other day?
Yeah, we went to Iguanaria, so I'm still, you know, for those alcoholics in our audience
isn't
that identify
up.
With me, I'm not totally
no one
done
no
with
one
it.
Likes a quitter.
And by the way, and I still, if you get me in the right environment, I still... We'll get to that point of no return where I don't want the party to end.
Sure.
You know, and it's just like, Carla, what's the number? I don't have Uber on my
app. You can still ski.
Sure.
Yeah.
When we're talking, was that skiing sound? That's great.
He can still ski.
When you're watching
don't hit
Jeopardy.
The tree.
When you're looking at Jeopardy, Grandpa. What is the characteristic of a contestant that is the most off-putting for you? Because I have one.
Okay. The most off-putting for me is someone who two qualities.
Okay, very good.
A, the guy Sean that was kind of like it's Pat. I'm not sure.
I remember
who Sean was. Sean was a little overzealous with the button, and I wanted to kill him. He's going like this. Well, the reason we're seeing you is because the camera's on you, and you're hitting your button late. Okay,
right.
The lady that buzzed in before you, while you're going. Uselessly shaking your hand to say I know the answer,
right?
Like the kid in class that where is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was where I couldn't stand this guy. The other is arrogance. I don't like I like genuine happiness and enthusiasm about winning the game.
Yeah, that's
if
fun.
You don't have that, I got no place for you. Last night, the lady that won, terrific lady. She does some sort of dance troupe. Listen to me, I'm talking.
Good for
about
her.
Jeopardy.
Good for her.
I'm so goddamn pathetic.
You know what's great? I like when a contestant. Buzzes in, guesses, gets it right, and looks genuinely surprised.
But really.
Whoa. Okay.
Really.
Whoa.
Really. Think about this. You said True Detective slow, but you love Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's true. True Detective, too many flashbacks. I reiterate, I can't do the flashbacks, and I can't do the dialogue that's all. This is the dialogue, okay? For Deffy McDefferson over here, this is the dialogue. Here, scene from True Detective.
All right.
Two detectives talking to each other. Okay, time for a flashback.
Do you think that True Detective?
Then I'm asleep because Jeopardy was too exciting.
Do you think that True Detective could have a scene with one of the detectives in Santana Moss?
Oh, it would be absolutely.
A lot of bass.
Santa Alfonso, guilty.
What's she doing, man?
Thank you very much. That's it. We have to take a break. We have to take a break, and we will return with Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Friday, Oscar's Take. And that's what we do. Some very interesting things in Oscar's Take today. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike is already smitten with Kamala Harris. We ask if Howard Schultz, the coffee king, has what it takes to get to the White House. Plus, Trump insider Roger Stone is arrested. Warm your cold eardrums with some Political Persuasions this week. Tune in.
God bless the United States.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Rob grabs those, and we play them at the end of every. We have a good time on Political
Persuasions. It's good. It's a good show.
Hopefully, it'll get better. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Face it, figuring out how to buy a home is complicated and scary. And do you understand how refinancing works? Whenever I read that, I always say, do you understand how refinancing works? Do they teach you that here, Brad?
Brad.
Well, I don't, and we don't need
to. No, you don't.
Because the folks at Cornerstone First Financial, they know about that stuff. Even better, they're friends with the Mike O'Mara Show. They have a building. They have an office down at the bottom of our building.
I talked to Mark yesterday. Saw Tater yesterday. They're doing great.
How are they feeling about the fact that Starbucks is not moving and Starbucks is staying in our building?
I don't know if they know.
Do we know for sure that Starbucks is staying in our building?
I heard this is how crazy this. These big towns are all little towns.
They are. They really are.
All right. So I'm going to tell you just briefly. Thumbnail.
I do the commercial first and then you come back and tell me?
I would like that, yes.
You know what? We can get Oscar's Take on real estate.
Yeah, that'll be the first Oscar's Take.
We'll get
Oscar's Take on the stand
bit. Oscar's Take.
But Cornerstone First is fantastic. They're friends of our show. When they find out that you love TMOS 2, they're going to treat you like old friends. You don't have to worry about the purchase or the refi because Cornerstone First Financial has you covered and they will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. At this moment, mortgage rates are low and home values are up. So the time to act is right now. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you through the entire process. You can refi now and skip your March payment. That's a great deal. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. And we'll do the music and everything, even though he's going to talk about Starbucks. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you'll wait all week for it. Even when he comes in and I think he's in a bad mood and he tells me he's not. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, hit the thingy.
No, you go. You usually do it twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I review and comment on the news is only ever Olivia Bloviator can do it. The reviews, specs, and answers, and not the respect to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's listeners or the right thing of you. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Right, it's my bad. My bad.
Hey, it's all good, dude.
My bad. My bad. My bad.
What's she doing, man?
What is she doing?
So,
Starbucks.
Oscar, what is the deal with Starbucks in our building where you came in very loudly and said they're leaving us, and then this week you said, no, they're not leaving. What the hell is going on?
And all signs leading up to it was departure because up to 2 days ago, they were still using Christmas cups and Christmas packaging.
And they had two employees.
Right.
Did you call Howard Schultz to tell them stay?
Oh, Schultz is actually not running the business anymore day to day. So he wouldn't be the person to call.
Coffee.
Now, Mike, you know this better than I do. You know about commercial real estate, but there's an anchor store, right? There's an anchor, I would say, business in this building, and it's what's on the first floor.
Wouldn't it be great if it was West Marine because they literally sell anchors? An anchor store. Wow, so quiet. I heard Pony through the glass.
Pony, how about that line? Was that worth it?
I loved it. It was an anchor joke.
It sure
an anchor
was.
Joke.
It's something
an anchor
like one.
Joke as in the anchor is attached to the ship and pulling it underwater.
Like that's the way I do.
When you say anchor store, my knowledge of commercial real estate is in many cases, you're building a strip mall, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a Target. You're building a strip mall, you get a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
The anchor stores come in and have a lot of infrastructure to purchase and will get a break on the rent compared to everybody else because they will draw
Bingo. Yeah.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo. It actually Thank allows you. The rest of your real estate to flourish because they're like, oh, definitely want to be somewhere where X brand is because they're not going anywhere for the next 20 years.
Right.
Right.
So, and also screams to the people coming to your building, oh, wow, this is a nice building. There's a blank on the bottom of the floor, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's hard
You should see what it looks like from here.
Sorry.
It's a coffee store.
So, because this is like any big town, an actual small town, there are only a handful of people that pull the strings. What we heard third hand is that the muckety mucks from Starbucks came in, the corporate muckety mucks, and they went to eat at a restaurant in the area. The person who owns the restaurant in the area overheard their entire conversation about them strategically planning to stay, keep the store open or not. And if and will the landlord give them a better price on the rent to keep the store here, which apparently that has happened. As of 2 days ago, as Rob said, there's been some new hires, and you usually don't bring on new hires if you're going to close the place.
Mike.
So I would say they're going to stay open for the foreseeable future.
They were playing hardball. They're playing hardball. They say, hey, you know what? You want us to stay? Make it nice.
Well, they have the pack because it's a brand that is very well known, and that brand helps the building. So so there. And it's also convenient for you guys.
Win-win.
So
yeah, it's a win.
I like pre-ordering my coffee.
You do. Yeah, you're listening to Oscar's Tech, Oscar's gentlemen. Oscar, in case you haven't heard, Ben Affleck has decided to start wearing underwear inside his pants again. In other words, he's done playing Batman. So the field is wide open. There might already be a taker. A website called Hype Beast posed the question on the Instagram page, who should be the next Dark Knight? And Nick Jonas answered the call. He said, quote, first name Nick, last name Jonas. It's hard to tell if he was serious, but at 26, a lot of people might think he's too young and possibly even too pretty. But I doubt anyone's going to say he lacks the physique. But Ben Affleck is done playing it. I know you like these.
I'm a big Ben Affleck movies. Fan, and I would say as far as Batman's go, he played a great grizzled Batman in this latest iteration. What's troubling for me is to try to separate the struggles he's had in his personal life.
Yeah.
While I thought it was fantastic that he went through the drive-through before he went to rehab, and it was a nice picture of the paparazzi caught of him at In-N-Out before he rolled out. There is part of me that says, look, if you don't need to put the pressure on you to become this character and have this like really public role and you have your private struggles, focus on your private struggles before anything else. Not like he needs the money or that stability for his career.
So you're on board with him saying enough with the Batman.
Yeah, and if he wasn't a train wreck in his personal life, Mike, I say keep playing Batman. I love him as Batman, but you got to make choices.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Take. Oscar, you remember Kelleth Cuthbert? She was photographed with all the celebrities at the Golden Globes with the Fiji water.
Yes.
Sounds like you're lisping.
Thank you. Kelleth Cuthbert. Sounds like I'm lisping, doesn't
Ethel
it?
Thayer.
Ethel Thayer. That's from the movie On Golden Pond from 1,000 years ago. Well, cardboard cutouts of her from the Globes have started popping up all over L.A., and she says she never gave the company permission to do that.
Oh, no.
She also claims that her sneaky work at the Globes resulted in $12 million in free advertising. We had that story.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she wants a cut. And by the way, her real name is Kelly Steinbach, which is actually kind of a relief because, we've all been thinking about Kelleth Cuthbert. But anyway, I think she's suing the company. She wants her piece of the pie. What is your take on this, Oscar?
Can't have it both ways. I imagine she was a contractor and not a full employee. Either way, this is the time where you think, oh, these kids, they're so smart. They're making sure social media has them everywhere. These kids are smart enough to also want to be paid. The days of working for free radio forever and then promising them a contract.
That's
and
right.
It never comes through. Yeah. That's
CBS.
Over.
Boo.
The water you're sold out.
So you're on her side.
Yes,
you think she should
pay that woman
her
money.
Give her money.
Yeah. Let her splash the pot.
$1 billion. Absolutely. You're listening to Oscar's Take, everybody. Oscar, according to a new study, we overspend on things we don't need on average of 8 times a month for a total of $315. That's almost $4,000 a year. Here are some of the bad financial decisions we make that are draining our bank accounts. You can comment after the whole list is read. Number 5, getting Ubers instead of walking. Number 4, paying bills late so you wind up getting hit with a fee Number three, paying for subscriptions you rarely use. Number two, shopping because you're bored. And number one, getting takeout or delivery instead of cooking. Lots of stuff on that list, Oscar Santana.
That list can pound sand. Pound sand, I tell you why. I do all of those things. Number one with a bullet should be an egg steamer. No one needs that. Sorry, Carla. Ubers, yes. Walking sucks. Unless it's beautiful outside in the weather in the majority of the country, unless you're in Phoenix or during the spring or in San Diego, live there year-round. Why walk when you can ride?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Keep doing what you're doing. That's it.
My part.
Oscar's sake.
Oscar, the last we heard from Rob Spiewak getting to the
finish
line.
Did you get a seizure? What
Sometimes
happened,
when I don't cue you on it, just hit it. Just hit it for me. Please, God, in heaven above. Thank you very much.
Got it.
Thank you. The last we heard from Ariana Grande.
This is great.
You.
I can't wait.
She had gotten a hand tattoo that was supposed to say seven rings in Japanese, but actually it spells out the name of a barbecue grill. She laughed it off when people started pointing out the mistake, but then she went and got it fixed, or so she thought. She got a new character added to the tat. She posted a picture and said, quote, slightly better, RIP tiny charcoal grill, miss you, man. I actually really liked you. With the letter. Here's the problem. The tattoo isn't actually fixed. In fact, it might be worse because she added the character for finger, and now it reads Japanese barbecue finger or barbecue grill finger or something like that. To be fair, USA Today says it can also be read as ring seven finger or seven finger ring. So anyway, what the hell is Ariana up to? What is she doing, Oscar?
So this comes back to what I like to, I was taught this, I remember in undergrad, a group think,
right?
Where everybody's like, oh, it's like perfect. Nobody wants to pipe up and say there's a problem.
Right.
Group think is the, and this is not a good comparison, but there is right now on Apple, I guess, the iTunes, where you've got a Challenger disaster, a movie about the Challenger.
Okay.
And the issue with the Challenger, Mike, and the reason why it blew up is this O-ring situation, that it was too cold and the O-rings cracked. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to scrub a mission. It was a big deal, and only one person piped up, but nobody wanted to change what was going to be history with the president coming in. There was so much pressure that nobody piped up and said something. They were too scared to do so. Whoever's surrounding Ariana Grande should have just stopped with the tattoo and said, look, you got tiny barbecue already. Somebody gave you either you're going to get a real translator to break this down for you because you can't fix this. Because what I do know is this. When she originally got the seven, what she thought was seven rings on her palm, she went on Instagram and she posted to the world. And they were like, hey, like that's not seven rings. It's tiny barbecue. And then she wrote back and then deleted afterwards. This is before she got it fixed. She goes, ahaha, I know. And then she wrote, I'm a fan of tiny barbecues in a subsequent Instagram post. Like, and then she deleted all that because she freaked out. She's like, oh my God, tiny barbecue. Went back probably to the same translator. How do we fix this? Nobody piped up and said, enough with the barbecue or tattoos.
Right.
Let's hit pause for about a month and readdress a little later.
That is a fabulous Oscars take, and I'm not going to give the last story because he hit that out of the park. I picked the perfect story for Oscars take. The long and short of it, she needs help, right?
She needs better people around her.
Get in her ear and say, come on, get your act together.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That is Oscar's take. We are going to take a break when we come back. It is the final Audio Vault of the Week with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike O'Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, hello, February.
Hey!
Sure, the weather is cold, but our hearts are warm with the excitement of the arrival of what I like to call the shortest month. What? Only 28 days. Wow, that certainly makes February unique, huh? It's the darling of the Gregorian calendar. Of course, sometimes we have what we like to call a leap year.
Yes.
But not this year, bitches. The only leaping you'll do this year is when you leap over. You leap over to your computer to purchase what I like to call the bonus show. Buy it right now, and then you can stop missing out on extra content every week, you moron. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams,
soy sauce!
Yum!
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click what I like to call... what I like to call the bonus banner.
You like to call it that?
The bonus banner.
Sure.
With my iPhone repair tool. You'll be helping TMOS and you'll get all our bonus content. So please get ready for 31 days of fun packed into 28 days of laughter.
Whoa.
And by that bonus show, we thank you, my favorite of the weekend. On Friday, let's get the audio vault with Rob Spiewak.
Mike, it's what I like to call the audio vault. And you know what tomorrow is?
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's
there it is.
Groundhog Day!
Get up, oh, yeah.
Sit that hog out there.
Yeah. Sooey, sooey. Come here, Groundhog.
Those are great DJs. Are you doing anything for Groundhog Day, Mike?
Oh, yeah, we're having a barbecue.
Grilling a groundhog.
Nah. Grilling a groundhog with a hair on.
So that'd be good. Yeah.
Stinks at first, but then once you get the crisp.
Once the screaming stops, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And by the way, people don't realize groundhogs scream like humans.
They do.
Oh, no, that'd be terrifying.
It's the only rodent that can talk. That's a lot of people don't know that.
It's amazing. It's truly something scary.
But it's what I like to call scary.
It's what I like to call very, very scary.
All right, this really could be way over the top jive, but I don't know why. Maybe it caught me just in the right mood. Here's a television station in Michigan. It's actually in Detroit. We've called this place before. Hell, Michigan is just west of Detroit, okay? And they actually had the cold snap, and the water lines in the town froze. So literally... hell froze over.
I am so going to hell to find out how cold it is there today.
I'm standing on one of the lakes in hell. So yeah, not only is it a cold day in hell, hell has frozen over.
It's a brutal day in hell. It's colder than hell.
Must be the Lions are in the Super Bowl because hell's froze over.
Our Wi-Fi password is go to hell. So when people ask, what's your Wi-Fi? Go to hell.
Never say when hell freezes over because hell has froze over.
We love it down here. You know, we feel like we got our own little slice of hell.
Stay warm, guys.
It was go great when they had all the people in the bar scream, go to hell. And they all are friendly Midwestern looking people. And go
it
to
really
hell.
Started. Wait, that was such a great ending, though. Yeah. Go to hell. I love that.
All right. Are you familiar with tennis star Andy Murray?
No, I don't follow
the name.
Tennis game that close.
I know the name, but he's caused something of a dust up in England where he lives because he posted a picture of himself following a hip surgery and he was in the hospital. And when they did the picture, they had an X-ray up of his hip on the X-ray viewer, you know, those light from behind boxes.
Of a hip replacement?
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of tennis players get that.
What he didn't realize is when he tweeted the photo, the X-ray shows an outline of his manhood. Because
my hip shows mine.
Yeah.
And you know, so I'll bring it in and I'll show it to you and you can see my my unit.
Yeah, I'd like to peruse it.
But what's really great
it's massive.
Is it was a talk. It was the talk of the town.
But was it a bigger or a little guy? Bigger little guy.
Oh, him, you know what? I could barely make it out, honestly.
Okay.
But
when I got my very first hip done and they show you, that's the X-ray they take, and you look and you say, oh my God. And it's just so you become, if you're aware of it, you kind of go, wow, you know, I don't want to, you know, I said, I don't want to embarrass the doctor.
Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. All right.
But it was funny. It was addressed by Piers Morgan on television about it. I thought this was a very funny take on it.
Somebody's been watching us this morning.
Oh, my God. Andy Murray. No, come on. That's not a broadcastable message.
Well, it might be. Andy Murray's been watching.
Well, it is now, obviously.
Morning, Andy.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Laid up in bed there, mate. And he said, please, can you stop? Please, can you stop? He just messaged me. Please, can you stop discussing my genitals on national TV? I was heavily medicated at the time of posting. It's not that picture. It's the X-ray. It's the X-ray. And this is my point.
Dear.
He was clearly sedated, right? Yes, there it is. There's the x-ray. We can't go in too close.
No, don't.
Oh, no.
You need a wider camera.
Looks like a little guy, too.
The point is, I totally feel for him. Because brutal. I'm with you, Andy. I had the same thing. We were unwitting victims of our own phone addiction.
Oh, his phone addiction. I just like the way it was addressed. I thought that was good. Awesome. It's a new month, so we have a chance to award a new TMOS Criminal of the Month.
Yay.
Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. He has not yet been caught. The gentleman who continually is leaving urine-soaked bologna sandwiches on a woman's front stoop.
He'll just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob right here and then walk away. That's all he does every single time. It was 2 pieces of bologna and 4 pieces of bread. The second time, it was 6 or 8 pieces of bread and 4 pieces of bologna. I just picked it up and I smelled it and I just threw it down. It smelled like urine. I just want him to stop. I really do. Also, like, I don't want anything more to be in there. Like, is it going to be feces next time instead of urine? I just want it to stop.
So please stop leaving those sandwiches on our yard.
Gross.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Andy Murray, by the way, boy, now I know why he's embarrassed.
Yeah. He was clearly sedated.
God, it's like invisible.
It's not a Sharpie, but think about the little stub Sharpies you get once in a while. The little ones that can go
in your keychain.
Yeah.
You can't see it unless you really stare. Wow.
Before I play this next tape, I want you to know, Mike, the little Chinese boy was not hurt.
Okay? Oh, my God. Rob, all right, can I help with this one?
Because we'll close with this because it's a good tape.
You got a little Chinese kid outside of what appears to be some sort of convenience store. He has 2 sparklers in his hand. And he's running around willy-nilly in a parking lot with sparklers where I would never have
seemingly
my kid.
Unattended.
Mm-hmm. It should be a controlled environment. He walks over to a manhole cover and he just shoves the sparkler down into the manhole cover in China. This will blow you away,
so to speak.
Pardon the pun.
Because the problem with manholes is sometimes down there be sewer gas.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Methane is living underneath the manhole. You can hear this. This was terrifying.
And I invite you, I in fact encourage you, I implore you, go to our Facebook page for the show. It is pinned to the top of the page. You must see this video.
And the kid ran away without any scrap.
Unscathed.
I'm surprised he wasn't killed.
But I'm guessing, I'm saying that he was probably within about 2 feet of dying. But anyway, here's the little boy, okay? So that store was an inconvenience store.
Because my God.
Horrible, but everyone's okay.
Play it one more time. Right. Play it one more time. Unreal.
It was a Hollywood quality explosion.
My God.
Concrete, pavers, everything.
Everything
flying.
Goes up.
4 cars damaged.
Oh,
amazing.
One last thing real quick. I forgot.
Andy Murray actually grew when that happened.
He did.
Oh, my God.
I have to play this.
Yeah,
I have to play this because it's no good on Monday. Guess who's excited about the Super Bowl food?
Who's that?
Luke Bryan.
Definitely Super Bowl is like the queso, the Frito-Lay scoops with the Rotel situation. I guess it's like, what's the Black Eyed Peas stuff too, all of that. Just stuff you can just sit there and have a lot of sodium and then it's like Thanksgiving all over again.
He makes a great 7-layer dip, but 3 of the layers are stupidity. That's Luke Bryan, and that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend,
a
everybody.
With him. I think he's
great in Rotel situation.
We got to set up a boxing match with you and Luke Bryan. Anyway, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting Friday, end of the week. Another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in Tuesday's mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Buy the bonus show for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
What's he doing, man?